That's the least of our requirements. Okay, we're going forward and to the left.
I've got there, that is an open example. That one we don't sell, but that's so you can just get a feel for the weight of it.
Okay.
Ooh. And it sort of, it basically opens out like a book.
Oh, wow.
But like I've got sort of normal sellable ones.
Yeah. That's pretty neat.
Is it just the one type that you do?
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
What's he doing?
He's having a sniff around my chocolate.
We'll do our best to just let us know, all right. Just let us know, it's fine.
That's all right.
They shouldn't. They should be all right. They'll normally. Yeah. Well, like he's doing, having
it's
a little light
out. Yeah.
Mm. So you do the one type of event advent calendar.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's the milk chocolate that you're currently eating.
Well, I need two.
Do you?
Yep, I've got two in my hands at the moment.
Do you need one? How many do you need?
Can we want one, or are we just going
to pretend
with the Cadbury one at home?
No, I want one for work.
Yeah.
So what I was going to use is one for us.
Oh, okay.
So I'll have the two then,
of
those.
Two of those. Shall I grab the example one back?
Yeah.
I'll hold on to this one for you as well.
Thank you.
What else do you want?
And then we'd like to know what other... Oh, what would you be tempting us with right now for Christmassy things? And well, for us and for presents, really.
Okay,
Christmas presents to myself.
What sort of chocolates do you... We'll go for other people.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you thinking just general Christmassy selection?
What are you
going to
get to? Yeah.
No, family probably. Family's a good buy for.
Yeah, okay. Yours?
I'll come back to buy for you.
Okay. Yeah, we've got to buy for ourselves today as well.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so are you thinking about your family or?
Yeah.
See, mum?
Hmm.
Okay.
So yeah, just like a general.
Mums. What sort of thing for mums?
Well, we've got two sort of standard Christmassy selections. We've got the classic Christmas selection, which is a mixture of Christmassy recipes, but the critical difference is that there are alcoholic ones in there as well.
Yeah.
And then we've got the winter desserts one, same idea, but alcohol-free.
Oh, I think...
Oh, it has to be alcohol.
I think my mum would be... I think one of those each for our mums.
Yeah.
That would be easy enough. The alcoholic ones for our mums.
And then to throw... The alcoholic ones. And then to throw in sort of like a bit of a spanner to the works, there are two sizes.
Okay.
You've got the smaller one, which is 12.50. There's 13 chocolates in there, one of each recipe.
Of course, yeah.
Or you have the larger version, which is £23.
Yeah.
And that's two of every chocolate.
No, the spanner's not overly thrown. I think if we have one of each, would you get... I mean, my mum, it's like, we turn up and we'll just give her that. It's like, doesn't need 26 or something.
No, we'll just, yeah.
So one of the, one, two of those, ones
the
other
ones,
one,
yeah.
The
two
ones.
Two
yeah.
of the smaller ones. Thank you. So that's already, yeah. So. You're right, Ush, good boy. Ben. No, it's okay, he's just got his head under the...
Do you want to...
Yeah.
Feel for them as well.
Yeah.
There's one there.
That's one there.
And there's another one there. So.
No, that's ideal. Yeah, oh, they're the ones they've got. Is that an H?
It's an H, yeah.
Oh, wicked. Yeah, shall I?
We
that.
Call them our H boxes.
Our H boxes is good.
It's an adjective name.
Hotel chocolate with an H. An H. Yeah, no, we'll get those then.
Yeah.
One of each of those.
And those are the ones with the booze in them.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Something for
anyone else?
But not for work. I've got the work one.
That is it's called a triple layer coffee bouche log.
Oh.
A very confusing name, but it's basically a layer of white chocolate,
yeah.
a layer of milk chocolate, and a layer of dark chocolate,
yeah.
all mixed with hazelnut paste and coffee.
Yeah, we'll have that.
You'll
you
have
just
that
break
one.
It off, or is it like...
It's quite soft. You can cut through it with a butter knife.
We're definitely having one of those.
And then have it with your coffee.
Absolutely. Oh, that's just so wrong. It's right, isn't it?
It's brilliant.
Oh, you must be love your job.
I do, but at the moment I'm on a diet, so I can't touch any of the stuff.
Oh, that's wrong. It's Christmas. You're not supposed to be on a diet.
Christmas Day, I can have as much as I want, but up until that point, I have to be really strict.
How long have you been on your diet?
3 weeks now.
And have you lost any?
I'm coming up to kilogram number 9.
Right.
So
well, if you're on still, so you're taller than I am. He's very tall.
6'7".
He's way taller than me. So he's definitely.
Yeah.
Cool. So.
What else do you want?
I do. Yeah. And stuff for us then. We've got that, haven't we?
You've got like coffee log. We all eat that later with your.
Have you got any things like the hot chocolate but in Christmassy flavours or anything like that?
We haven't got Christmassy hot chocolate this year. Last year we did gingerbread, but we don't this year, I'm afraid.
What about just stuff that I can have on. Because I like.
You like
some of the small stuff, like, yeah.
Like little picky bits.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to pop these down.
Sorry,
my hands
yeah.
Are
yeah, I bet they are, yeah.
You could get a little tiny one of those along for us.
No, no, we haven't that. That's for
you
us.
You want the great big one?
Yeah, so
if I can take you guys to the back of the store, we've got all of our little sort of individual flavour packets.
Yeah. And anything that we've overlooked Christmas-wise is that you would...
Well, you've got little individual packets with Christmassy
flavours. Awesome.
Flavors.
Yeah, Christmassy
flavours.
But
we've also got our year-round ones as well.
Okay.
So where we are now, we've got our Christmassy flavours.
They're
just to your
left.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got four types of slabs. We've got milk chocolate and white chocolate.
Yeah.
Milk chocolate and caramel milk chocolate.
Oh.
Just plain milk chocolate or dark chocolate with chilli.
Oh. Yeah.
And then the other Christmassy recipes we have Christmas Mess, which is a cranberry mousse with meringue and white chocolate.
Oh, fair.
Carry on.
Chambord Royale, which is raspberry liqueur mixed with champagne in white chocolate with little raspberry pieces on top.
Yeah.
The pistachio praline crunches.
Oh, that's mine.
Which has got quite a strong undercurrent of rose to it as well.
Yeah.
Rum punch, ginger and orange with rum, nice and strong.
Oh, that's me.
Treacle tarts, basically sort of caramel milk chocolate, but with an extra little sort of sweetness of molasses. And stem ginger and walnut pralines.
Right,
there was nothing out of those I wouldn't have.
Do you want a pack?
I do, want a pack of each.
One of every one of them?
Yeah, a pack of each.
Yeah, seriously, I will.
Then we need to go.
I know we're going to come back then.
Did you want? Did you want a pack of just the truffly ones or the slabs as well?
And what were the slabs?
Milk chocolate mixed with white, with caramel, milk chocolate by itself or dark chocolate with chilli.
It was from the chilli onwards, yeah.
So just the truffly ones?
Yeah, just the truffly ones, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm awesome. That was just incredible. Really well happy. I bought some of your cherry liqueur ones not so long ago, and I took them to work.
You ate them all?
Everyone ate them all.
Did you not get one then?
You did?
Yeah, they were going, can I have some, have you got any more than cherry? And I bought one of the cherries and one of the sultanas, and they were like proper going for them at one.
Yeah, I love those cursed cherries are just to die for, aren't they?
And they were going, and one of the guys goes, oh, I feel all warm now. So they ate a couple of them. That's awesome. I think so. Yeah. I think we're done.
You're all done? Lovely. Yeah. I'll take these over to the till.
I think I'm
yes,
I was going to ask you as well, if you could, when we're there, if you would read out, you know, there's a phone number to join the...
The Chocolate Tasting Club.
Because I can't access the internet one. It's not very accessible at the minute.
Yeah,
Screen readers. So if you could tell us the number for it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Let's go forward then. We're going to... just right ahead, Claire. No, come to your right a little bit. That's it. I shall get.
You sure?
Yeah.
Ben.
So the number that, the number that we're coming up with will be the one that if you want to join the tasting club. So they send you out chocolates every month. But of course you pay for them.
You do.
But I love the idea of saying, yes, I like the taste of that. I vote for that. Come a bit further. Oh, okay. No worries. Stand there, Rush.
Right.
It is. I should sit.
Right, okay.
Sit, good boy. Yeah. Take a note of the number there when you're ready. Let's get a card to wit.
What you're feeling right now is the free gift which you're about to get because you're about to spend over £65.
Cool. What is it?
It's
like a star.
It's a star with milk chocolate and some caramel.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
Look.
That'll be not a star for very long, I suspect. Oh, look at that. That's actually quite... Oh, it's big.
Cool.
Really cool. I always like the way you do things at Hotel Chocolate. So I don't know, you're hopefully booking the trend of the
Cadbury's
recession. Well, no, yeah, not
yeah,
just
you live
that.
Near Cadbury World. You pass it on your way to work.
I don't like Cadbury's anymore. It's
sold
losing
out. It's all this yeah. weird like
Wonka
what's the
bars.
One? Wonka bars and what's the other one? All the
Marvelous Creations.
It's
very, very, very American. They're talking about being candy bars now as well, not even
they
chocolate.
Smell, they
the
taste like they've got space
dust. The thing that you might not have heard is that on the packaging now, they have to write chocolate flavoured.
Yeah,
really?
Because there's not enough cocoa in it for the EU to consider it as chocolate. So they now have to put chocolate flavoured bar.
Which is a shame because they really prided themselves.
I like dairy milk and whole nut and all them kind of Cadbury's.
I can't do that anymore.
But I've lived around Bourneville for one way or the other. We're living in Birmingham, so for years, for like most of my life, one way or the other. And like all the stuff they bequeathed, like the family bequeathed the Leaky Hills, like a country park and stuff too. The citizens of Birmingham, it was all like that because they were Quakers and everything, and had really good values, and I think that's getting lost really. And I think the chocolate was one of their values, if you want to put it like that. So making really good products, doing it properly, and I think since it's gone sold out to crack, it really is. The sugar content, I mean, I know you have a lot of sugar in chocolate, I'm not daft, but it, you can literally taste it in the Wonka bars now.
To put it quite sort of simply, the chocolate that you tried 5 minutes ago, that was our house milk. That has got the same amount of cocoa in it as Bourneville puts in their dark chocolate.
Yeah. But because you've done mixed it, so yeah. And it's just, that's their choice, that's the way they're, well, whatever. Yeah. So, I mean, Thornton's probably your nearest, but even Thornton's I don't like that much. It's what you've done is maintained your independence. And I don't even know. I think when people start selling through supermarkets, for example, it's a good short win, but I think
the only other place that we sell our chocolate is in John Lewis.
Yeah, well, that's
they're a very respectable brand, and like they match our values.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Well, even if you sold through a Cardo, I could sort of understand that, because at least it's. But like Wittard do, don't they, Claire?
Yeah, but we like doing it ourselves.
I like it. I really congratulate you on a good product. Not you, well, yeah, you as well, you're part of it. We're paying for this then, I guess.
Yes, that's come to a total of £78.20, and you've got one of those big stars in there for free.
Yeah,
from us.
Cheers.
So, cards in, that's lovely.
It's Christmas, baby.
There we go. And you can enter your pin number when
next Thursday.
Oh, I'm afraid I didn't like that one, so I'm going to hit the green button. If you'd like to try it again, please.
Is it my Visa debit?
It's your debit card.
Alright, I've forgotten. What's my... I can't remember my pin for my debit card.
I don't know, maybe 7347.
No, it isn't. It's not... hang on, can I take it out a sec?
Yep. There you go.
I can remember the other one.
Request another one.
Right, so yeah, no, I won't. I'll have to remember it.
I will put... the receipt that said you cancelled that one, just so they don't charge you twice.
Yeah, I'll do this one, so I can't remember.
If you'd like to put your card in, please, sir. Thank you.
Whoopsie.
Accidental pin, please.
Right, try again.
Thank you.
That's the wrong one for
that
one.
Gone through.
Yeah.
That's lovely. You can move your cards, please, sir.
Bloody numbers are similar, isn't it? So, we'll discuss it.
Yes. There you go. So there is your receipt there.
Thank you.
And I will just grab you that phone number.
And, oh, my goodness. We have lots in there. No excuse for giving out Christmas presents.
I have actually double-banded. It's just
no, yeah, appreciate that. Split. I can see. Yeah. Oh, and the number for the...
the tasting club.
Yeah.
Seems my internet's not being very accessible.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no worries. I'll remember it.
Come in, Ben.
Right, so the telephone number for the Chocolate Tasting Club is 08444 933 933.
Awesome.
Also,
thank you.
Just it might stand you in quite good stead. One service that we offer in store is like a click and collect thing, and you can do it over the phone as well.
Yeah.
You phone them up, explain what chocolate you'd like.
Yeah.
You pay for it over the phone. Yeah. And we sort out the order in store, and so that when you come in to get it,
you just pick it up. And
you
pay
can just
for
literally
it.
Pick up the whole bag.
Oh yeah. Awesome.
And
okay.
If I give you the number to that one, it's 08444 933 1313.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
That's all right, sir.
What's your name?
My name's Max. I'm
Thanks,
the assistant
Max.
Manager.
You've been really helpful.
That's quite all
appreciate right. Appreciate your help. I'll just stop that.